请我们打开我们圣经约书亚记。
Let's turn open our Bibles to the book of Joshua.
今朝早仍然同弟兄姊妹继续交通约书亚记里边嘅信息。
This morning I would like to continue our study of the messages found in the book of Joshua.
从今朝早呢，仍然同弟兄姊妹读第二章啊，约书亚记嘅第二章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 2.
Joshua 记旧约嘅 Joshua 记第二章。
Joshua chapter 2.
我哋咧就由第八节开始读，读到第十五节。
We'll begin with reading from verses.We'll begin with verse 8 and we'll read through to verse 15.
那我们今早就是要交通整章的第二章的，不过我们由第八节开始读。
We'll be looking at the recording of the entirety of chapter 2, but we will begin with verse 8.
有没有找到的请听我读。
If you found the reference, please listen as I read.
第八节话，二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说：我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了。并且你们怎样对约旦河东的两个阿摩利王西宏和恶，将他们进行毁灭，我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因为你们的缘故，并没有一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、兄弟姊妹和一切属他们的，请救我们性命不死。二人对他说：你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你们死。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候，我们必以慈爱诚实待你。于是女人用绳子将二人从窗户里除下去，因她的房子是在城墙边上，她也住在城墙上。
Reading from verse 8. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you.For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And when we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you,that you also will deal kindly with my father's household and give me a pledge of truth and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all who belong to them and deliver our lives from death. So the men said to her, our life for yours if you do not tell this business of ours. And it shall come about when the Lord gives us the land that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window.For her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall.
好，我们再打开这个新约希伯来书第十一章。
Let us also then turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章嘅三十一节，
Verse
31.
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 31.
31节他说, 妓女拉合因着信曾和和平平地接待探子, 就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
Reading from verse 31, by faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace.
然后我们再看雅各书就是后面那一章卷的书。
And then just the next book over in the epistle to James.
雅各书第二章第24节。
The epistle of James chapter 2 verse 24.
第24节他说这样看来人轻易是因着行为不是单因着信妓女拉合接待使者又放他们从别的路上出去不也是一样因行为轻易吗?
Reading from verse 24, you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way.
好，我哋今日读圣经又读咁多。
That's the end of our Bible reading for today.
请我哋再一次低头祷告。
Let's come together, bow our heads in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我哋感谢，我哋赞美你。
Dear Lord, we do praise and thank you.
主啊，你又有一次俾我哋机会相聚喺你嘅面前。
You provide us with another opportunity to gather before your presence.
主啊，愿你自己嘅圣灵喺中间显为大。
May your Holy Spirit be sovereign here.
亦都引导我哋,
to lead us.
叫我哋唔单止读过你嘅话，并且我哋明白主嘅话。
So that not only will we have read your words, but that we might come to an understanding of your words.
主啊，将呢啲话放喺我哋嘅心中。
Please do place these words into our hearts.
叫我哋呢个人起变化。
So that we might be changed.
求主 恩待我们这段时间,
have grace upon us during this period of time, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们看约书亚记看了第一章。
Now, in our study, from previous times, we finished chapter 1 of the book of Joshua.
我们今早来到第二章。
We've come now to chapter 2.
虽然没有全部整章的圣经和弟兄姊妹读。
Now, we did not read through the entirety of chapter 2.
但我相信你曾经读过的，你知道里边讲的是乜嘢。
But for those who have read it in the past, I'm sure you still know what was the content.
咁你话我未读过。But
then others might say, wait, but I have not read it through yet.
如果你未读过呢?
If you have not read it through,
那好唔好翻去你自己再读，系嘛?
I ask that you do, when you return home, to take the time to read through the entire chapter.
咁当你再读嘅时候, 你就会记得起我今日同弟兄姊妹讲过乜嘢。
And when you do read on your own, you will recall the various things that we will touch on this morning.
第二章嘅事情嘅发生,
now, as events unfold in chapter 2,
就是当同我讲拣选咗约书亚作为一个领袖，要带以色列人进入去迦南地。
This follows immediately after God has chosen Joshua to be the leader, to lead the Israelites into Canaan, the promised land.
神说,在三日之内,你们要过河了。And
God has given them the time frame to say, in 3 days, you will be crossing the Jordan River.
约书亚就因着神的话,他们在那里准备要过河。And
because of these words, Joshua took the lead to help them to prepare for their crossing of the river.
但是未能过之前,
now, before they crossed the river,
就要等着要过河那段的时间里,
as they awaited during that period of time,
第二章的事情就在这里发生了。
Then the events of chapter 2 took place.
弟兄姊妹,如果你看着整本的约书亚记,
if you, brothers and sisters, if you read through the entirety of the book of Joshua,
你会发觉到一件事情,
you will discover something.
如果你将这第二章这个故事拎走了,
if you were to delete chapter 2 from the entirety of the book of Joshua,
你讀約書亞記的時候,你都不會覺得,啊,不見了些東西。
You will find that you're not really, doesn't seem like you're missing much.
好像呢,第二章的聖經裡面所講的這件事情呢,可以很獨立的。
It seems that chapter 2, what is recorded here in the Bible, is independent from the other events that came with the book of Joshua.
但是为什么神要将这件事放在第二章这里呢?
If that was the case, then why did God insert or include chapter 2 into the whole book of Joshua?
没错,我们看见是它可以独立的一章来看。
Now, it's very true. You can look at chapter 2 independent of any of the other references.
但是你又可以从这一章的圣经里面看见神整个的工作、他的计划、他的进行。
But at the same time, if you read it in conjunction with the rest of the book, now what will reveal to you is the works, the arrangements, and the hand of God.
因为第二章那里讲给我们听一个是救赎的见证。
Because chapter 2 is a story of the, is actually a testimony, the story of the testimony of God's salvation.
因为神在第二章那里找到一个人。
Why? Because in chapter 2, God was able to find an individual.
这个人名叫拉合。
Now, her name was Rahab.
她来
And she came to draw near to God. She came to believe upon God. She came to become a child of God. Now, God was delighted in her, and God accepted her.
去到一个地步,
God accepted her to an extent.
我们知道她后来呢,这个人成为了大卫王的高曾祖父,曾祖母。
So much so that she became the ancestor of the king, of the King David.
也都是我们主耶稣在地上的一个祖宗。
That meant that she was also the ancestor along the same bloodline as our Lord Jesus Christ when he descended on earth.
本来他和大卫王和主耶稣这条血统上是完全没有关系的。Now,
you have to understand, initially, she had nothing to do with the bloodline of King David.
对,和以色列人也都没有什么关系。
She actually had nothing to do with the Israelites at all.
相反来讲, 他站在一个和以色列人的敌人这个这样的关系。
In fact, the position that she had was to be counted amongst the people that were enemies of Israel.
当约书亚收到神的命令，他说三日之内要过河的时候。
Certainly, when Joshua received the news from God that in 3 days the people were to cross the river,
约书亚就做准备的工作。
And Joshua proceeded to make the proper preparation.
约书亚也都差遣两个人去当一个探子这样去看下这个耶利哥的地方。
As part of that work, Joshua sent forth two men as spies into the land.
但这两个人呢,当他们过到河的那边,进到耶利哥城。
Now, those two messengers or spies, they crossed the river, entered into the city of Jericho.
不知道怎样的,他们就,圣经就说,他们去了这个拉合的家里面。
We're not quite sure how, but the Bible just records for us to tell us that they encountered Rahab at her home.
然后这个拉合将他们收藏起来,在房顶上面。
And in fact, it was Rahab who hid the spies from the authorities of the town.
后来这个女人就来跟这两个探子讲出
Now, it was after a period had passed that then Rahab came and approached the two men, and in that particular encounter disclosed her thought or her belief in God.
并且呢要求咩呢要求这两个探子来保护他们。
And then she also asked for a favor, and that was for the spies to remember her.
这两个作探子的人后来答应了他。
Now the spies agreed to do so.
答应当他们攻城的时候他们要保护这个拉合和他的一家。
These two spies promised Rahab that when they overtake the city of Jericho, that they, meaning the Israelites, would be sure to protect Rahab and all those who were in her house.
咁后来咧，呢个拉合咧就放走啊，或者话送走呢两个探子。
And then the Bible records for us later after that that she was able then to send the spies out safely on their way.
佢哋咧就喺个窗口嗰度咧，将佢吊落去。
How did she do that? She lowered them from her window, which was from her window.
因为圣经话佢哋住嘅佢间屋咧喺个城墙嘅边上边，而且咧就喺城墙边嘅就住喺城墙边上边。
Because the Bible records for us that her house was actually on the city wall. She was actually living on the wall itself.
我哋唔知道，即系同而家可能同我哋居住嗰个房子嗰个结构系唔一样。
I'm sure it's very different in terms of the configuration and the living arrangements that was available then versus what we know today.
佢系住，总之佢就系住喺呢个城墙嘅上边。
We know that where she was living, that was a place that was on the wall.
咁后来咧就佢哋走咗。
And the spies were let down and they were able to escape.
喺走去之前，呢两个探子就话：你咧。就要将用一条朱红色嘅绳，线整成嘅绳咧，就绑喺窗户嘅上边。
And so the spies, before they actually left Rahab, gave her specific instructions to say, make sure that you use a scarlet thread, tie it to the window, and hang it outside your house.
咁作为一个记号咁样样，所以我哋嚟攻城嘅时候。我见到你间屋嗰度有一条咁嘅绳喺度咧，咁我哋就唔入嚟杀灭你哋。
And that was that scarlet thread was supposed to serve as a sign for the invading Israelites. When they came to overtake the city, this would be a sign for them to say, "Those who are here shall be protected."
咁我话你屋企嘅人，所有嘅人，你要喺屋企里边。如果出咗呢个门口咧，我哋就唔担保噶啦。
The spies gave further instructions to her to say, make sure that everyone in your household is here within the confines of your room. Now, if they are not within this room, then we cannot be held accountable for their fate.
咁后来佢哋就走咗。
Thereafter, then the spies were able to leave.
咁呢个故事就系咁样一回咁样嘅事情。
So all in all, that's the story. That's the story in its entirety.
呢个故事好似好传奇咁啊！
It's kind of an odd type of story, don't you think?
但系我哋话呢个实在系一个救恩嘅见证。
But we can say we can label this particular story to be a testimony of salvation.
是一个信心得到答应的故事。
It is a story of an individual whose faith was rewarded.
我们知道读圣经的时候，我们知道这个耶利哥城。
We know from the Bible the city of Jericho.
代表着这个世界。
It represents the world.
代表着敌挡神的黑暗的权势。
In fact, it represents the dark forces which are in opposition to God.
而这个女人佢叫拉合，佢就系喺呢个黑暗嘅权势嘅里边。
And who is Rahab? Rahab was one who was in the midst of the darkness.
而且佢系称为罪人中嘅罪人。
You can label her to be the sinner among sinners.
因为佢系做妓女嘅。
Why? She was a harlot. She was a prostitute.
一个咁样嘅人。
So for such an individual,
处喺一个咁样嘅环境
，living in this environment，
喺一个受咒诅嘅一个地方
，under such under a curse.
並且要受刑罰的.
And a city that was condemned, judged and condemned.
而且呢,這個刑罰呢,幾日之後就要來的.
And in fact, that condemnation was to arrive in 3 days, or in a couple of days.
是一個這樣的人.
So this is the individual that we're talking about.
在一個這樣的環境裡面.
In this, once again, found in this environment.
當我讀完這第二章之後,
but after we finish chapter 2,
我們發覺她很特別,不是跟其他人一樣。
We realize that she was recorded as being very different from any of the other individuals that we see.
全城的人都要滅亡.
The entire city, their demise was at hand.
唯有她和她家的人不用死.
Except for Rahab and those who were in her house.
全城都要毀滅的.
The entire city was to be destroyed.
唯有她所住的地方,那個房子不會倒塌.
Except for that very room that Rahab, where Rahab dwelt.
你讀聖經的時候,你知道後來以色列人圍繞城七次,他們大聲的吶喊,聖經就說城牆就倒塌, 是吧?
If you recall from just reading the Bible and the story that was going to come from this point out, how Jericho fell. You remember that the Israelites circled, walked and circled the city, and that on the last day they circled 7 times, and there was a great shout that all the walls of the city came crumbling down.
照計佢間屋咧，佢頭先我咪讀啦，佢住喺城牆上邊啊嘛。
But didn't we read just a minute ago how her room or her house was on the wall?
咁城牆倒塌，而佢間屋唔倒塌喎。If
the entire of all the walls toppled, is it possible that her house would be safe?
個個人都要遭殺滅，但係喺嗰間屋裏邊嘅人卻受保住。All
of the people, all the inhabitants, died, except for Rahab.
弟兄姊妹啊，當我哋睇呢件事嘅時候。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at this particular incident, we recognize that there is a measure of grace, God's grace, that is here.
神那个心绝不愿意一个人沉沦,那是愿万人得救,
what heart does God have? God has a heart that does not want anyone to be condemned to death.
其實不僅僅這個拉合,他可以得到拯救,如果耶利哥城的人,他們那時候都悔改,他們都可以得救。
In all honesty, it wasn't just a salvation that was afforded to Rahab alone. If the rest of the citizens within Jericho were willing to repent, salvation would have come for them as well.
但可惜的就是在這麼多人中間,
but you could say, unfortunately, amongst so many people who dwelled and who lived in Jericho,
神只看见一个人,
all God found was just one single person.
他是唯一全个城里面相信接受神的人.
Out of all the citizens in that city, she was the only one who was willing to believe in God and who received the salvation.
没错啊,她的出身是一个妓女,是一个坏人。
Now, it's very true. It's undeniable. She was a harlot. She was a sinner.
是一个罪人.
She was a sinner.
在人的心目中,她是没什么声望,也没什么地位.
Even in the eyes of man, she was despised. She didn't have a position in society.
她自己都知道她是一个堕落的人.
And for her, she knew herself that she was a fallen woman.
但是在她的里头,她有一个相信神.
But what did she possess? She possessed a heart that believed in God.
所以呢,她比所有那么多,全个耶利哥城的人都特别.
That is why she stood out from amongst all the people of Jericho.
因为只有她得蒙拯救.
Because only she and she alone was saved.
所以在我们中间有一些未曾信耶稣的朋友,
so there are those sitting here with us this morning who have yet to make that decision to believe upon Jesus Christ, I would like for you to consider this one point. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what circumstance you find yourself today. As long as you have a willingness of heart, just a willingness of heart to believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
正如这个妓女拉合一样,
just like this harlot, this prostitute, Rahab.
她相信神,
she believed in God.
她接受神,
she accepted God.
她就得救,
so therefore, she was saved.
从拉合的身上面, 我们可以大致地说,
now, to summarize the life of Rahab, we can actually learn two specific lessons.
第一点就是拉合他的信心,
the first lesson concerns Rahab's faith.
第二呢,
and the second is that we need to respond. We need to have a response based on that faith. Because of her faith, it brought forth an action.
Now, 第一点,
now, let's go back. So the first point was her faith.
弟兄姊妹一定要记得就是说,
now, remember, the only reason why Rahab was able to be saved was not based on some good works that she has done.
她一些的圣经里面说过,
The Bible tells us that she was not justified by works.
也都没有道德品质可以摆在神的面前。
She had no moral attributes that she was able to present to God.
她只不过是一个贫穷、可怜、有罪的人。
She was a poor, pitiful sinner.
甚至那时候我们看见她第二章里面都大话连篇的。
So you realize that even in chapter 2, in the context of chapter 2, she lied.
是吗? 但是这个人,他特别在哪里呢? 就是他对神的话,对神自己的信是真实的,是真诚的。
So that's not out of the ordinary, but what is extraordinary out for her was her faith in God.
九节开始呢,
beginning of verse 9,
我们知道那大段的说话呢,他是跟那两个探子讲的,
records for us an interchange between her and the two spies.
他就跟他们说,他说,第九节了,弟兄姊妹,如果你的圣经还打开的话,你就听。
If you're still there, if you have your Bible open, beginning of verse 9,
第九节他就说,我知道耶和华已经将这个地赐给你们了。
She states, I already know that the Lord has given you the land. Now, so she goes on to say, because of you, the Israelites, and the way you are, our health, our hearts, I mean the citizen of Jericho, our hearts are melted away.
她说, 我知道什么呢? 我知道神已经将这个地赐了给你们。
I know of one thing. What was that thing? I know that God has already given this land to you.
本来呢, 我就住在这个城里。
Now, I live in this city.
应该说这个地是我们的。
She should have, by every right, should be able to say, this land is my land.
那如今神, 我现在知道, 原来我住这个地方不是我的。
But what she came to realize is that even though she lived there, this land was not slated for her. But rather, she knew that and said, God has already given this land to you.
突然间呢,我发觉到我原来是租客来的。
She realized, oh, I'm just a renter.
啊,那现在业主来要踢走我们。
And the landlord has now come and they're going to now evict us.
咁我冇法子啊！原来发觉哦，原来我唔系业主。
she realized that she was not the landowner. Now, that was a very, very astute observation. I don't know how she came to that observation. But it is extremely astute. Even the Israelites in general, they have now drifted and wandered throughout the wilderness for 40 years. Even they are not as assured to say, yes, God has given us the land of Canaan. What do you think? Do you think that for the Israelites who have been wandering the wilderness for 40 years, that they should know that God has already slated that land for them, and in fact that God has already given that land to them? Realistically, Moses told them that very same thing once and again and again.
神亦都係類似嘅用環境又話俾佢哋聽，嗰個係你哋嘅目的地。
And God has also utilized the circumstances to tell them, to hint to them, this is the land that I will give you.
但係從來好似喺佢哋嘅經歷嘅裏邊，我哋睇唔到佢哋係咁準確咁樣嚟到找住神嗰個應許。
But never once in the recordings of the Israelites and their responses, have we seen as assured of a convicted view as we see as recorded for Rahab?
你說他們知不知呢? 應該是知道。
Do they know, really? Do the Israelites know? They should know.
但是在信心的裡面, 我們說,
but by faith, I don't think that they really knew.
他們不信,
they didn't believe it.
聖經說,那些人倒閉在曠野,因為他們不信。
And the Bible tells us that they were left wandering in the wilderness because of what reason? Because of unbelief.
他們不信神的話,等於不信神。
If they don't believe in the Word of God, it means that they don't believe God.
亦不信神的作為,等於不信神。
If they don't believe in the works of God, it means that they don't believe God.
因為他們沒有那個把握,亦都沒有那個信。 所以呢, 他們也都沒有對神的事情,也都沒有什麼反應。
Because they have no assurance, because they did not believe, they don't have the faith. So therefore, they don't have any responses,
a reaction
to God.
也都沒有積極地去向著這個目標來進發。
Nor do you see them aggressively or directly going forward to claim this a prize which was reserved for them.
但是在這裡,第二章裡面,居然有一個人,一個外邦的罪人。
But here in chapter 2, a Gentile, in fact, a sinner, Gentile, a sinful Gentile.
那他說,我聽見神的作為。
What did she say? She says, I've heard of God's work.
我知道神要作這件事,已經將這個地方給你。
I know that what God was going to do has already been done.
為什麼?
Why?
第十節就說, 因為我們聽見你們出埃及的時候, 神是怎樣叫這個紅海成為乾地,你們走過去。
Well, verse 10 tells us, this is again Rahab saying, we heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea when you were leaving Egypt.
因為我們又聽見,也都知道你怎樣去代那兩個約旦河東的那兩個王。
And we also heard how you were able to overcome the two kings and their governing east of the Jordan River.
他說我們聽見了之後,我們再沒有膽量。
And after we had heard those stories, our hearts melted away.
但也不敢再靠自己。
And they no longer had any confidence in themselves.
我想請問弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to pose this question to you.
以色列人他們何時?
When did the Israelites cross the Jordan River? When did the Israelites cross the Red Sea?
何時?
When?
几多年前啊
？How many years ago from this storyline？
四十年前啊
？40 years, right？
四十年前嘅事情。
So an event that occurred 40 years ago from this day.
我唔知道拉合系四十年前听见嗰件事情啊，定话而家听见四十年前嘅事情
？We're not quite sure. Did Rahab heard about that incident 40 years ago, or did she, in her present day, heard about an event that happened 40 years ago?
或者有啲人话诶，四十年前我都未出世。
Some people 40 years. I'm not even 40 years old. I wasn't even born 40 years ago.
或者有啲人就话：，诶，四十年前咁耐，边记得啊
？Some people might respond to stories and say, 40 years ago, so long ago, who remembers those things?
老实讲啊，四日前呢发生嘅事，我都唔记得啦。
Honestly, I might not remember something that happened 4 days ago, much less 40 years ago.
系咪咁样啊，弟兄姊妹
？Right? Isn't that true?
嗱，我弟兄姊妹，我1969年。
I arrived from Hong Kong on May 11, 1969. How many years ago was that? Long time. 40 years ago.
40 years ago. 我虽然咧四日前嘅嘢我都唔记得，但系四十年前嗰咧我记得。
Naturally, if I'm honest, I really don't remember what happened 4 days ago, but I do remember what happened 40 years ago.
嗰日系5月11日。
It was May 11th.
我仲记得咧，我着咩衫
？I actually remember the clothes that I had. What type of clothes I had that day?
咁我记得搭飞机喺日本咧就停即系。即系停一停，咁啊，我记得我出去睇日本咁样咩咁。
I remember that we had a layover in Japan. I remember actually getting off the plane and looking around. Once I got there, I thought to myself, "Oh, this is what Japan looks like."
其实我觉得好细，因为喺机场啊。
I thought to myself, "Oh, Japan's kind of small," but of course I was in the airport.
咁我嚟到嗰日。而家咧就知唔知點解暈暈陀陀，其實就係因為時差嘅問題。
And I didn't know it then, but of course I know it now. That when I arrived, I felt dizzy for some reason. But now I know, of course, it's probably because of the jet lag or the time difference.
咁咧嗰日，咁我家姐仲話：，你哋初嚟報道，我帶你去食飯。
I remember my older sister, she was already here.And so she said, since we just arrived, that she was going to take us out for a big meal. That
咁我仲记得咧，去边度食喎
？And I even remember the restaurant.
去咧呢个 Chinatown Jackson 街嘅都板街个 corner 有一间叫陶陶居。
There was a restaurant by the name of Toto, T-O-T-O, that was on Grant and Jackson.
而家仲有冇啊？而家都冇啊。
Is that restaurant still there? No, I don't think so.
我記得咧就行落去 basement 嘅嚇，個門口就個餐館喺下邊。咁啊，哇！就覺得咧美國啲嘢真係古老咯。
I remember that you actually it was kind of a small place, and you actually had to go down the stairs. You walk in through the entrance, you walk down the stairs before you get to the dining room. And I thought to myself, boy, how antiquated, how old is America?
嗰啲碟咧就係。唔係瓦碟啊，係啲鐵嘅碟，又高腳嘅。
The plates were not plastic or were not ceramic, but they were actually metal, steel, and that they had a leg to them.
哇！我記得，你仲記得呢啲嘢
？Now these actually I still remember all these little details.
但係咧，嗱呢個係我記得嘅啫。
Now this is my recollection, of course.
你記唔記得
？Do you remember?
佢應該記得。
He should also remember.
我哋兩個應該記得。
Both of us should have recollections of that.
但你哋一定唔知道。
I'm sure you don't remember any of that.
點解啊
？Why？
因為我。
Because we.
你可以記得之外。
And you have personally experienced some life-changing events.
呢個除咗咁樣影響你之外咧，其他嘅嘢如果你冇同你冇乜關係嘅。对你唔会有咩影
you will remember it very, very vividly. If events happen and it doesn't concern you or it didn't affect you in any way whatsoever, you will very easily forget those things.
40年前那班以色列人走过那个红海, 在这里有一个人说,我知道,我听见你们这样。
40 years ago, an event happened. The Israelites crossed the Red Sea. Here, at a totally different place, was an individual who either heard it that then or heard about it from sometime later. But she remembered that that happened.
她说,我一听见你们这件事情,我里面就已经是融化。
In fact, she says that when we heard that this had happened, that it affected her so that her heart melted away.
弟兄姊妹,你说这件事情对她的影响多大呢?
Brothers and sisters, can you consider how much of an impact that event made on her?
如果那件事她不接受过来,
if she did not receive it or if she were not affected by that event,
那件事情只不过是一个故事,
then that event becomes just a story. Just like today, we can hear about the story of Jesus.
我说,主耶稣在2000年前为你钉在十字架。
I can tell you the story of Jesus, that 2,000 years ago, Jesus came and died for you on the cross.
如果你和主耶稣没有一个直接的关系的话,
but if you do not have an intimate relationship with this Jesus Christ,
那件事情对你没有影响,
then that event which happened then will have no impact on your life now.
这些事情, 距离, 40年,
40 years ago, something happened that impacted
这个拉合,
her.
因为那件事情,
but, because of what happened 40 years ago, because she what she heard as being the works of God,
她接受过来,
she accepted it fully on a personal basis, and this became that which impacted her for the rest of her life.
她还有说第十一节,
Verse 11, it goes on.
他说,耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
She states, your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
哇,这个人真的对神的认识真的很深。
Wow, if you consider it, this person really had a deep understanding of God.
他的认识比以色列人更加重,更加深。
And her understanding of God is so much deeper than the understanding of God from the Israelites. She saw and can say, God is a God of above and God is a God of earth here below. That she's able to say God is the creator of the universe. That He is one who is sovereign over all creation. That every single thing is under the hand, control of God. And this is how she perceives God.
以色列人呢?
Israelites, what about them?
以色列人看这位神是怎样一位神?
How do the Israelites view God?
用粗俗一点的,我们广东人的这个话呢?
To put it very bluntly, if I use what is colloquialism in Cantonese?
以色列人看神当他是契爷人。
The Israelites looked upon God as just being as a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
As a sugar daddy.
Yeah. 总之你有什么要求,有什么想要, 有什么好处呢?
If you have a need, you go to God. If you have this need, go to God.
你想祝福吗?
You want a blessing? Go to God.
想有什么好处?
You want something good? Go to God.
哇,我们走走,又想起那时吃那些好东西,现在又没有,以后就求神,神给点东西。
Remember their history? They're walking along, they say, oh, I remember, you know, I had such good food back in Egypt. Oh, we don't have that now. So what do? They go to God. God, we don't have any meat to eat now.
神啊,赐给我们吃。
God, now we don't have any water. God, give me some water.
我来到一个地方,这些水,这些水是苦的。
They came to a place where the water that was there was bitter.
神啊，又求你又俾啲甜嘅水我哋。
Oh God, give me some sweet water to drink.
啊，神啊，俾我呢样，俾我嗰样。
God, give me this. God, give me that.
啊，我哋需要呢个。
I need this. I need that.
弟兄姊妹啊，佢哋嘅要求系乜嘢？佢哋睇见呢位神系有求必应嘅啫。
Brothers and sisters, what is it that they see? They saw God as just a yes man.
佢哋所需要嘅呢班人就系。满足我呢个人
，and all they were concerned about was to have self-satisfaction. Whatever it is, they want to be satisfied.
佢哋有冇好似拉合咁样睇见呢位神系上天下地嘅神
？Did they see God like Rahab saw God? That God was the God of heaven and earth?
佢哋有冇睇见呢位神系带领佢哋经过呢个旷野？
Did they see God as being the God who was leading them actually through the wilderness and into a promised land?
老实讲，如果佢哋早早睇见呢位上天下地嘅神，佢哋就唔会喺旷野里边四十年。
Honestly speaking, if they realized God for who God really was, they would not have had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
我时间关系，我哋走去第二点。
Now, because of the time constraint, we'll move on to point two.
拉合佢嘅行为。
The action, which is Rahab's action.
我哋睇见，除咗约书亚记呢度提到佢喺以弗所书喺雅各书亦提到佢，甚至乎喺马太福音都提过呢个拉合。
In fact, we find that Rahab's name is mentioned in James and Hebrews and also in Matthew.
嗰度都讲佢系信嘅缘故。
And each and every recording of Rahab, it always was.The topic was faith.
因为信佢接待呢个探子。
Because of by faith she received the spies.
因为信佢有嗰个行动。
By faith it brought forth her actions.
嚟到证明佢对神嘅信。
To confirm her faith in God.
我哋唔知道呢两个探子点样走到去佢屋企。
We don't know how the spies came to her house.
但系全个耶利哥城。有唔知几多个女人
，But there are numerous myriad of women in the land of Jericho, in the town of Jericho, right?
只有佢一个系冒住生命嘅危险去接待呢两个探子。
But there was only Rahab who was willing to face danger, imminent danger, actually for herself to extend her hand to welcome the two spies.
因为我哋睇见咧耶利哥。嗰啲嘅國家安全局嘅情報咧，好犀利。
You realize that the city government and the security of
homeland security,
the homeland security for Jericho was very very strong.
CIA 亦都緊，好厲害嘅，唔知用啲咩嚟，一下就知道，哎，有兩個探子入咗嚟，又去咗阿拉合嘅屋企添。
And that their intelligence, right, their CIA is very very.Up to date, because I don't know how, but it was reported to them that two spies were now here in the city, and in fact were in Rahab's house.
但是他就竟然冒着生命的危险去将他收藏起来。
But Rahab, she was willing to suffer the consequence, meaning willing to suffer whatever danger that was going to be there for her, imminent danger, to do what she did.
因为如果一下不小心呢被人家知道，哇，有两个有两个呢个咩恐怖分子入咗嚟，恐怖分子啊，唔知系 terrorist。
So if for some reason she was found to have be housing terrorists, you can consider the consequences for her。
那就有通敌嘅罪啊，吓，通敌。
So she would be deemed a traitor。
嗱，我哋中国近时如果通翻卖国咧，系做咩啊？猪狗族，杀晒全家。
Okay. So in China, if you were considered to be a traitor, then your entire family would receive the death sentence.
你就睇见呢个拉合，佢系冒着唔系净止佢自己，系全家嘅性命咁样样嚟接待呢两位。
So you see, for Rahab, not only did she stick her own neck out, she endangered her entire household.
点解？因为信带出嚟嘅行为。
But why? What was the basis? It's faith. Faith brought forth action.
仲有，
In addition,
佢要求有一个证据。
In addition, she wanted a sign, a confirmation.
她說,我現在救了你。
She says, I'm now going to help you and now essentially save you.
請你以後救回我。
I just ask that you would extend yourself to help me.
請你給我一個證明,一個證據。
So give me a sign.
所以那兩個探子就說,你要將一條紅的繩綁在窗戶那裡。
So the spies told her what to do, to follow through by tying a scarlet thread from her window.
那頂姐妹從朱紅色的繩這件事情上面在屬靈的真理上面我們講到這個是一個見證是好像以色列人出埃及的時候他們在他們的門康門上面塗羔羊的血一樣。
So we know that from strictly from a spiritual standpoint, that this scarlet thread and the tying of the scarlet thread to the window, it would be consistent with and also similar to the experience that the Israelites had when they exited Egypt, how they utilized the blood of a lamb to smear it onto the doorpost of where they live.
等姐妹,你回去春埃及的那裡就已經講得很清楚。
Now this particular story, of course, is an aside. For instances who are interested, you can find that story recorded in Exodus.
原來這條朱紅色的繩,
but this scarlet thread now that we're back to Rahab,
是講到神的, 保守神的拯救。
Tells of God's protection and tells of God's salvation.
凡是在這個, 這樣的記號的底下的人,
and whoever is under this sign, they are protected.
這個記號是給那些審判的使者來看的。
This sign is given, is posted there essentially for those messengers, angelic messengers who will come to bring about destruction of the city.
正如以色列人那时候, 如果他的房子里面没有血的印记, 那里有灭命的天使就进来将他们杀死。
Just like the Exodus story where the Israelites put the blood onto their the doorpost, if any house did not have the blood smeared doorpost, then the angel of death, when it came through that particular night, he would have killed everyone who was in that house.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们看见拉合,他先入信。
So we realize for Rahab, the first thing that she had was faith.
然后,他有因着信带出来的动作。
And then secondly, because of that faith, it brought forth a response in action.
所以刚才我们读的雅各书,
so in James, one of the passages that we read earlier,
信和行为是并行的。
We realize that works and faith were placed on equal terms.
在拉合的身上,我们看见这个真理。
And when we come to the person of Rahab, now we understand what that means, the reality of that.
但弟兄姊妹,当我们看完这个整个故事,
now after we finish this particular story,
对我们有什么帮助?
How does that, our reading of this story, help us?
对我们有什么教训?
Is there a lesson that we are able to glean?
没错,我们因着信,就得到神的救恩。
Yes, it's true. We receive salvation through faith.
因为她本来是一个罪人,是没有可夸的地方。
Rahab, she was a sinner. She had no place in society.
因着信,圣经说,因着信,她接待这个两个探子。
But the Bible tells us that by faith, she received the two spies.
但是圣经并没有告诉我们, 他得救是因着接受这两个探子。
Now, the Bible did not, however, go on to say that she was saved because she took in the two spies.
因为信在先。
Why? Because it was a faith that preceded her action. Faith came first.
因着信有这样的行为, 于是神就纪念他。
Because there was faith, it brought forth works. And because of this, God remembered her.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天, 能够进到救恩嘅里边。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are able to enter into salvation.
我哋今日能够进到基督嘅里头。
We're able to enter into Christ.
一啲都唔系，亦都唔系靠着我哋自己嘅行为。
But none of that is based on our works, our actions.
亦都唔系因着我哋有敬虔嘅外表。
It's not because we have a we have piety.
而我哋可以喺神面前称义。
And so therefore we be deemed righteous. We need to gain earthly peace, earthly rest, earthly gains.
我哋系思考，亦都唔系话唔知道神要做乜嘢。
It's not that they didn't know God. It's not that they were unawares of what God wanted to do.
系因为唔知道自己嘅地位。
But it's because they didn't know their proper place before God.
唔知道自己嘅地位，因此睇神当神。
Because they didn't know, they didn't have a good understanding of their own identity before God, so therefore they misplaced the position of God in their life. And that's why continuously, again and again, problems arose in their lives. They're always murmuring, they're always complaining, they're always bemoaning this and that.
就好似呢，本来呢个老豆咧好大把钱嘅，但系唔知道自己系富家子啊。但系好似个乞衣咁样成。
It's as if there was a wealthy man that the father was a wealthy man. The son didn't realize that the father was a wealthy man, and so the son lived his life like a pauper.
我哋今日喺神嘅面前唔好做咁样嘅事。
Brothers and sisters, do not live your lives that way.
唔好整天话啊，主啊，祝福我呢样啊。祝福我嗰样啊！等我个仔又乖啲啊，佢又考到大学啊，我又揾到份好工啊。
Don't go around living our lives in that way. Oh God, you know I need this. Oh God, I'm in need of that. Oh God, teach my son so that he's more obedient. Oh, let my son get into a better school. Let me do this.
我意思唔系话我哋呢啲都唔好要，我只不过话我哋唔好将呢个次序调转咗。
It's not that those things that we're asking for are bad and that we shouldn't have them, but rather it's the order. What should come first?
圣经嗰度话俾我哋听，我哋要先求佢嘅国同埋佢嘅义，然后其他嘅嘢都要加俾我哋。
The Bible is very clear. The Lord's teaching is very clear to tell us that seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you.
好似拉合咁样样。
Just like Rahab.
她追求的是什么?
What is it that she was pursuing?
你说我不是追求不用死咯?
Well, she was just trying to avoid death, right?
但是弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
她是先认识这位上天下地的主。
Her priority was first and foremost to know this God of heaven and God of earth.
她是追求这位生命的主。
She pursued after this God of life.
她是追求以这个生命的主为目标在先。
She first placed as her goal this God of life.
求主叫我们得睇见。
May the Lord grant us understanding.
不要单满足了我们现在得救。
Don't be satisfied with just having salvation here.
我而家唔使永远灭亡啊，反得永生。
No, I no longer need to fear death or eternal condemnation. I have eternal life.
我哋系因着信耶稣而得到永生。
It's very true. We do have eternal life because we believe in Jesus Christ.
但如果我哋停留喺呢度嘅话呢
？But if that's where we stop,
我哋所蒙嘅福。就只是去到得到永生不至灭亡这点在上面。
Then the blessings that we hope to have, it will be very limited just to being saved.
正如那班以色列人他们是脱离了埃及但是却进不到去迦南进不到去安息。
It's just like the Israelites. It's true. They were taken away from Egypt, so they were saved.Many of them could not enter into the promised land, cannot enter into their rightful place.
Rahab 是一个很好的故事。
Rahab and her story is a wonderful story.
神将她摆在这里。
God inserted her story here.
先给我们一个很 好一個基礎。
In order for us to have a solid foundation,
我們今天追求的不是單是地上的祝福, 乃是那位上天下的祝福。
What are we pursuing? We're not just pursuing for blessing. We are pursuing for the God of heaven, God of earth.
我們祈禱。
Let's pray.
親愛的主耶穌, 多謝你。
Dear Lord, we do thank you.
因為你拯救了我們。
For you have saved us.
但主你不願意我們停留在單單得救的地步。
But certainly you do not want for us to remain just in this initial phase of being saved.
主你願意看見有人追求認識你。
You see individuals, you've identified individuals as those who are pursuing after you, who want to know you.
因為這樣的人討你的喜悅。
For it is these individuals in whom you find delight.
亦都蒙你的敬意。
And who are worthy of your remembrance.
主啊求你幫助我們,
so Lord, allow us, teach us how to be that type of individual.
讓我們成為你所喜悅的。
So that you may find delight in us.
奉主耶穌的名,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.